Michael Cohn, COHN, 10-9-25, 10-27-69, 55-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperthyroidism related to toxic goiter, who comes in today for follow-up of multiple medical issues. September 3rd, he ended up in the emergency room after having 7 days of abdominal pain. He was diagnosed with a ruptured appendix. He had surgery, had a drain. He's on antibiotics now. In the past week, he's been having trouble swallowing. First, difficulty with swallowing water, and then in the past few days, he can't even swallow his pills. His pills, including his glipizide ER, his sugar is 120 today, even though he hasn't had his medication. Nevertheless, he has extensive history of smoking. He quit smoking finally when he was in the hospital. He works for the Port of Houston. He used to smoke 2 packs a day. He does drink on a regular basis. He's not married. He lives by himself. Allergy, none. Surgery, vasectomy, ankle surgery, appendectomy for a ruptured appendix. Medication, glipizide ER, was twice a day. He's cut it down to once a day, hasn't had any for 2-3 days, cannot take metformin in big letters. Methimazole, 5 milligrams once a day. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, GERD, appendix ruptured, dysphagia, pediatric immunizations up to date, allergy none, family history. His family history is positive for... Diabetes, coronary artery disease, strokes, no colon cancer reported, no esophageal cancer reported, 183 pounds, down at least 20 pounds, 97.9, temp, 100%, 20-77, 159 over 93, heart positive, small positive, two, lungs, ronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with invasion, logical non-focal. Assessment, let's see, carotid ultrasound shows evidence of carotid stenosis as before, no significant change. Thyroid looks, ultrasound is consistent with toxic goiter, TSH, free T3, free T4 pending. Then lower extremity shows no evidence of DV2 or PVD. Next number, scarring in the abdomen and possible ascites. Made us look at his abdomen today. There might be fluid present in the abdomen, which is to be expected. Next number, echocardiogram shows no change from before. LVH, as before noted. Next number, he was given a note saying, please evaluate patient for severe dysphagia, weight loss of 20 pounds, and the fact that he can't even take his medication. Next number, I suggested that he go to the Kingwood Hospital where he was at, and he had his appendix taken out, and they're familiar with his case. Next number, blood sugar is stable at this time. Next number, he's able to drive himself. Next number, we check thyroid, free T3, free T4, and TSH. Next number, we'll discuss the find lab work with patient. Oh, next number, he also had a high testosterone done for no particular reason. And we would need to check that again today. He's not been on testosterone in the past period. Next number, history of vitamin D deficiency. Next number, we've known about this thyroid issue for some time. He was given the opportunity to go see an endocrinologist, but he did not want to do that. He wanted to continue with the methimazole for now, but it's becoming more important for him to see a specialist, but not till we get to the bottom of his issues and problems regarding dysphagia and other medical issues that was discussed above. Thank you.